Well, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're all keeping well and knowing the blessing of the Lord in your lives. Just the other day, I was in a charity shop in Lisburn, was getting something for lunch and just waiting for it to be prepared. And I went up the street and there was a charity shop. I'd never been in it before. And just in at the left-hand side of the door, there was a shelf full of old Bibles. And there was a little sign saying free Bibles. So I asked the guy behind the counter, are these Bibles definitely free? And he said they were. So I had a look through the Bibles. Most of them were quite old and tattered and torn. But I did notice this one here. And you'll notice the date on it there is 1927. So it's a very, very old Bible. But I was amazed at just how good a condition the Bible was in. I took it home. I had some leather cleaning materials in the house, and I give it a good old clean. And it seems to me that it's a goatskin Bible. It's a kind of a burgundy colour, but it's quite well bound. There's a company called Allen, and I have a couple of Allen Bibles in the house, and they're very, very well bound. And rather than having a plastic or a paper seam here, it's actually a leather seam, so you can open the cover times without number and it'll never really wear out. Gilt still on the edges, so it's hardly ever been used, and it's never been marked either. There's not a mark inside it. It's a reference Bible, a Brevier Clarendon one, so it's a well-known typeset if you know anything about Bibles. And I have a Bible very much like this in the house, and it was quite expensive, but this Bible was free, and somebody's initials are printed just down there on the bottom corner, RCC 1927. So it was stamped 95 years ago, and it's maybe even a little bit older than that. So I'm thinking this Bible's about 100 years old. And as I was thinking about it, and I've been using it ever since, it's just got a lovely feel to it, and it's in such good condition. It just reminded me, perhaps, of a couple of things that I'd like to share with you. First thing is simply this. The Bible is supposed to be read. I'm sure somebody was maybe given this Bible as a gift, and it was probably a very expensive Bible back in the day, but obviously they never really used it very much, because as we have said, the gilt is still on the paper and it's never worn off, and there's no markings on it, there's no creases. It's, for the age of it, it's almost as good as new. And somebody was obviously given this Bible. Maybe they had a lot of Bibles and they kept this one good, but the reality is this Bible was never read. Incidentally, I just remember thinking once about going to the Faith Mission bookshop in Belfast, and Edward Douglas, who was the manager of the bookshop at that time, I was asking him for a Bible, and he says, you'll get a red one. And I says, why should I get a red one? And he says, because all Bibles should be read. That stuck with me. The Word of God is to be read. No point having a Bible, a nice Bible in the house, and never looking at it, or never reading it, or never using it. The Bible is to be used, it's to be read, and somebody once says, it's good whenever you see somebody that's got a Bible that's falling apart. A Bible that's falling apart usually indicates a life that isn't falling apart. And in the work that I do, I meet people all the time, and they have the Bible somewhere in the house, but they never actually read it. Here's a Bible, almost 100 years old, old King James Version Bible, and somebody evidently never really used it. The Bible is to be read, it's to be obeyed, its promises are to be claimed, its precepts are to be followed, and so that's important that we use the Bible and use it as an instruction manual for life. And then the other thing simply was this. This Bible, almost 100 years old, it's an authorised version, so that was translated way back in 1611. And it just reminded me as well that this old book is ever new. The Bible says that it is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. It is truth unchanged and truth unchanging. And I can open this Bible, this edition, this copy, printed 100 years ago, the translation, the King James Version, 410 years ago, and of course the Word of God going way back before that, down through the ages. And yet it's more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper. It's so up to date. It's forever settled in heaven. And I don't know who owned this Bible. I don't know what they passed through in life. Probably went through the First or the Second World War and through the Troubles and all sorts of things. But here it is. The Word of God stands like a rock, undaunted. So friends, there you have it. The precious, precious Word of God. Let's really stand upon the Word of God in these days. And let's claim it for our own. Let's obey it. Let's get to know its author. And may God even encourage you today just to spend a little bit of time in the Word of God, reading the precious, precious book. May God bless you, friends, and we will see you again, God willing, very soon. Lord bless.